En 2022, la voz de los Estados Unidos de América cumple 80 años. Su primera transmisión fue un informativo de 15 minutos, no desde Washington, sino desde Nueva York, no en inglés, sino en alemán. Era 1942, estábamos en plena Segunda Guerra Mundial, y la voz de los Estados Unidos de América ayudó a contrarrestar la propaganda nazi. Estos son algunos de los sonidos y hechos noticiosos que se han escuchado a través de la voz de América en 8 décadas. Especially designed for your listening pleasure.
Can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one.
It's going to be only America first.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
United 175, do you read New York?
I think an airplane just plowed into the city.
They did. The World Trade Center hit the top of the
building. No, another one. We just saw another one do it.
Another one?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Voice of America in Spanish.
Amigos oyentes de América Latina, estas son las noticias más importantes de las últimas horas. El presidente.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like
just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
It's one small step for man.
In that sense, missiles in Cuba add to an already clear and present danger.
The authority of the presidency is vested in my successor.
Vice President Nixon arrives in Venezuela.
The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
This is the voice of America. What a wonderful